Well, you know, the Lord gave us increase after we were released from lockdown.
He did.
Praise God for that. And, you know, I believe that the Lord wants to continue to do that.
Yeah.
And wants to work in our lives and to move in into our lives in a wonderful way.
That's right, yeah.
And I've entitled today's message, Adventures in God.
Woo! Amen.
Hallelujah. Adventures in God. And we as the church need to be having adventures. I'm a bit of an adventurer.
Yeah.
If I'd have been born before the Americas were discovered, I think I'd have probably been out there looking for something, you know. But at the same time now, I'm an adventurer and I just love to plumb the depths, new dimensions and find things in God and hear things from God. And just, we need to continue to pursue God with an adventurous spirit.
Amen.
And as we do that, we'll see God moving in power. And an adventurer has to take risks.
Amen.
So we need to be risk takers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who wants to be a risk taker? Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God. Yeah. I see there's a couple on Messenger want to be risk takers. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
So we want to be risk takers. Because when we step out, when we step beyond the dimensions of the natural, when we step beyond the dimensions of the what is classed as being normal, and then we're stepping out into that dimension of being that adventurer in God for great things to happen in our lives. I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts and chapter 10, please, if you will. The book of Acts, chapter 10 and verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. And in the New American Standard, it says this: You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And how he, Jesus, went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Amen.
For God was with him.
Amen.
Amen. God was with him. And there are some things just that to look at, just even in this verse alone, for the adventurer. And the fact that Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we want not just to be speaking in tongues, but we want to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because it is the power that we need in this day and this generation.
Amen.
It is the power of God flowing through the church that is important today.
Yes.
That will change the direction of way things are going.
Amen.
And it is the church who has got to become glorious in the eyes of God Almighty.
Yes.
And, you know, as we, it says there in that same chapter, it says, same verse, and he went about doing good.
Amen.
And healing all. All's a big number.
Yeah.
All's a big number. He said he was healing all. All who were oppressed by the devil. There's a key
Amen.
Word there. Oppressed by the devil.
Yeah.
Sickness did not come from God.
No.
The devil has brought it upon people's yeah. lives. This thing of this virus that is going around,
Amen.
It's demonic in its roots and
Amen.
Its connotations.
Good.
You know, the church should have an answer. The power of God should be flowing through each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
The presence of God will just destroy everything that is sick and everything that is coming against the goodness of God into the people's lives. Jesus gave us this scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loves the world.
Yeah.
God loves the people in the world
Amen.
Today.
Yes.
And through Jesus Christ, he has given us the answers.
Yeah.
He's given us the opportunity to show Jesus to the world today.
Yeah.
And so we need to be moving in these signs and wonders and miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, if you just turn with me now into Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. And it says there, and this is Jesus speaking. They're questioning Jesus, you see, because he's healed a woman on the Sabbath. What other day is there to do healing? Every day is the Sabbath. Every day is God's day.
Yeah.
Praise his wonderful name. Yeah. We live in a 7-day a week God days, God weeks. You know, we don't just live one day for Jesus and then 6 days for us. It's 7 days. And so Jesus said, answering his critics, and said, "And this woman, a daughter of Abraham, as she is, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, should she not be released from this bond on the Sabbath day?"
Amen.
Jesus is pointing out where this sickness came from. Jesus is making a declaration that Satan has bound this woman for 18 years, but it is the Son of God, the Son of Man, who has come to seek and to save and to set the captives free. He just moved it to one side and he ministered into that woman's life. He spoke the words, laid hands upon her, and immediately she stood up. She was bowed over. She was bent. She was literally looking at the ground. She couldn't see the sky. You know, when you come to Jesus and when you feel the touch of Jesus, when you have that touch of Jesus on your life, you get a new dimension in.
Amen.
You see something, you see things differently. And she began to see the life in a different way. She could see the sky. She could see the things around her. She'd never been able to see. She'd been bowed over with this sickness that had been laid upon her by the enemy. And Jesus has come to set people free.
Amen.
And Jesus has been healing the captives. He's been doing it for years and setting them free. And Jesus, as he walked around, it says all that came in contact with Jesus, they were healed.
Amen.
You know, people try and tell us in the church today, healing is not for today. Well, let me tell you this, it is for today.
Yeah.
It is part of the ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Right, yeah.
It is part of our inheritance in the Lord Jesus. And this is the way that the church needs to go, because it is an adventure. And when we've been to Romania and Africa and places around, we've been on an adventure. We have seen God moving. We've seen the hand of God moving. We've seen God speaking to people's lives. When the presence and the Spirit of God moves over you and you meet somebody for the first time and God reveals something about their life and God speaks into their life, what a powerful experience. What a time it is to know the presence and the power of God moving in a person's life.
Mm.
And so just rejoice in that and praise God. Now let's turn to Hebrews. Chapter 2 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. And he says, "Therefore, as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also himself, likewise, took part of the same, that through death he, Jesus, might destroy him, the devil, that had the power of death." That is the devil. He had the power of death up until that point where Jesus placed his life on that cross, when he gave up the ghost, when he rose again on that third day. It says Jesus took the keys of death and hell of Satan. He took all the keys of the authority that God had given to Adam in the beginning. and he gave gifts to men. He gave us the keys of authority back for this earth.
Mm.
We need, as the people of God, to begin to take our authority.
Amen.
To move in that authority that God has given to us. Oh, well, Andrew, but. No, there's no buts about it. There's no buts about it. Jesus gave us that authority. The only but is that, but Jesus came that you might have life.
Amen.
And have it more abundantly. That's the but. That we have come to have the life of God ministering into each and every one of us. And so we can move forward. And we have got to stand against the wiles of the devil. We've got to stand against the enemy that seeks to move against the church and against the people in this world. Satan has come to steal, kill and destroy. He's come to hold back people's lives. He's come to prevent people. He's come to lead people away from the truth of the name of Jesus, from the truth of the power of God. He's tried to move people away. And so we need to press in. We need to push through as the church. And we need to touch God, and we need to be receiving such a presence and power and anointing of God on our lives that just causes us to rise above all these things, to rise above these challenges and to overcome these challenges and actually to come out in victory. And God wants you to be one of those messengers. God wants you to be one of those who is moving in the power of the Spirit, because you are now a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. You might say, well, I've only just started. Some of you might say, but that's okay. We've begun the journey. And let's journey together.
Yeah.
Let's spend that time together. I'm looking forward already towards the end of lockdown and thinking, right, we've got some more things to do.
Amen.
We've got some more teaching to do. We've got to, you know, we're probably going to start putting some mini classes on and bring people together so that we can teach you to begin to move, to hear the Holy Spirit, to move in the things of God. We did this with a team that we took out a couple of years ago to Romania. We started, we spent some time together in preparation, learning and encouraging each other to listen to God and to confirm that, yeah, that was God. God said the same thing to me. So where two or three agree together in my name, hearing the Spirit of God, having that confirmation, just builds that confidence that, yeah, I heard God today.
Yeah.
I heard God today. And it's important because the church, the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, need to be hearing God today.
Amen.
Forget what the media is saying. The media tells lies.
Yeah. Yeah.
This book, the Word of God, has never told a lie.
No.
It is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and it doesn't change.
Amen.
Circumstances around may change, but the Word of God will never change. It's written, and God has said it. God will do it. God will achieve what he has promised.
Amen.
And that is the great thing about this, that God will achieve those things that God, but he wants to do it through you and through me. His hands and feet, his voice, his mouthpiece are you and I.
Yeah.
And so we need to be equipping each other. We need, by the power of the Spirit, we need to spend that time so that you become equipped, each and every one of us, so that we become a powerful entity, that we become a powerful army in the arsenal of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we together will break down those principalities and powers, that we shall see people set free, the captives delivered and set free, because Jesus has called us into that position. Jesus has called us into that place.
Yeah.
We are to be the people who are breaking down the gates of hell, and we are plundering hell to populate heaven.
Amen.
We are the ones that God has called us. Nobody else is going to do it. You are called. You are appointed. Yeah, but you might say, well, I can't do anything, Andrew. Well, we're not asking you to do it. We're asking you to be available to the Holy Spirit. And when we're available to the Holy Spirit, you will do great exploits.
Amen.
And it won't be you.
No.
It will be him working through you.
Amen.
And that way we give him all the praise.
Amen.
We give him all the glory.
Yeah.
And we bless him for what he's doing. Right. And you're always seeking to do is to build up the people of God, to bring people to that place of knowing the presence and knowing the power that Jesus was experiencing in his life, because we are to be the little Jesus. We are to be just like Jesus.
Amen.
We are to be doing these things that Jesus did.
Yeah.
And you might turn around to me and say, well, he was the Son of God. Well, guess what?
I am.
So are you. Mm-hmm. You have been adopted into the family of God, yeah, and you are sons of God. And so therefore, the Holy Spirit is now available to you to move you and to use you for his praise and for his glory. Mm-hmm. Praise his wonderful name. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, please. This is where Jesus is at the home of Peter. He's just ministered to Peter's mother-in-law, who was sick. And he's just prayed with her, and the hand of God has touched her. The fever has left her. And it says, and she arose and waited on them. So immediately she was fully recovered. And in verse 16 it says, and when evening had come, they brought to Jesus many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word.
Amen.
Praise God. With a word. No fighting, no struggling. With a word. The word that sets the captives free.
Yeah.
And he cast them out with a word and healed all who were ill.
Yeah.
Praise God. What a God we serve.
Amen.
What a God we worship. This is our God.
Hallelujah. That's right.
This is the exciting thing for me. This is the adventure.
Yes.
Amen.
That we can go into the devil's territory.
Yes.
And we can take possession of the land. Because God has given it to us. You know, he said to Joshua, go in and possess the land. Go in and take it. It's yours to take. Mm-hmm. And today, through the cross, through the blood of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the land is ours to take.
Amen.
And everything that is in it is ours to take. And we have to begin to do that. And, you know, stop talking yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying, I can't do this and I can't do that. You can.
Amen.
It's all about God changing and shaping us and molding us. I was contemplating the other day where on the book of, I think it's Amos, where on the potter's wheel, and you look and you see that piece of clay, and initially it doesn't look like anything. But when the hands of the potter places it on that wheel and begins to work on it, he turns out this beautiful vessel that is fit for a purpose and fit for service. And the same thing is for you and for me. As God places his hand upon us, as we surrender to him, as we become moldable to him and allow him to shape us, allow him to form us, and then he pours into us his love, his knowledge, his wisdom, his revelations. And those are there that we might speak them out into other people's lives, that we might encourage other people, that we might set those captives free. Just a few weeks ago at the baptismal service, one of Kerry's friends came and the Lord definitely spoke to her, spoke right into her life. Never seen her before, never heard of her before, but what God said was exactly right. It was right. You know, God placed his finger on that spot and spoke his love into it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we see that so many times. But God wants to use you in this.
Amen.
It is not about me. I need to be, I have to pass this on.
Yes.
Somebody passed it on to me, shared with me. And it's important that I pass this on to you in that same way, that we together we grow in God. Together we build this powerful ministry team of believers who will move in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And as we do that, we shall see God moving in a great way. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Verse 17 in that same chapter says, and in order that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, he himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases.
Amen.
It was done on the cross.
Yeah.
It was done on the cross.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you have got to begin to realize, and you've got to begin to take hold of that in a greater way. It was done. Jesus took our infirmities and he carried away our diseases. and we press in. You know, Isaiah 53 and verses 4 and 5 says, surely, and this is Isaiah speaking some few hundred years before the Christ had come, and he's saying, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. God struck him. God afflicted him. Wasn't the devil.
No.
And he says in verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yeah.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yeah.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Mm-hmm. And with his stripes, we are healed. Not going to be. We are the healed. Right now.
Amen.
That is the word working in us.
Amen.
You know, God is the God of the now. We are now saved.
Yes.
We're not going to be saved. We are saved.
Amen.
We are healed. You see, it was all done on the cross at the same time. It's not something that God is saying that will come later, but it is about you and I growing into that, growing, let our faith develop and grow and move forward, that we begin to take hold of these things. We need to have people that we, well, not people, we need to have a congregation, a body of believers, a group of people throughout the nation.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Of believers who are moving in the power of the Spirit,
yeah,
that are bringing in the kingdom of God, that are taking,
amen,
the gates of hell by storm, that we are seeing lives changed in such a way that when people are sick, there is people know where to come.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People know where to come when there are no answers to the circumstances and the situation. There is always an answer, and his name is Jesus. But the church,
amen,
has got to get itself back to that place.
Yeah.
The church has got to move itself. And when I say the church, I mean the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to move ourselves into that place where we are prepared and ready to stand on the word of God. We're prepared to risk it all. Jesus risked it all for each and every one of us. And we need to press into that.
Amen.
You know, the Christian life for me, without the indwelling power of the Spirit in the heart of each and every one of us, would be a weariness to the flesh.
Yeah.
It will be boring. You know, you hear people and they say to you, oh, you're a Christian. Oh, you must be bored, aren't you? That boring for you? It's like, really? Obviously, you've not done my Christianity. It ain't boring. It gets exciting, and I enjoy it. And I just love it. I get so excited when I see the hand of God moving. And when I hear the voice of God, I get so excited about what God is doing and what God plans to do. And it's like, yes, and I'm ready to run. I want to just go with it and walk down, sort of like, we've got basically three lots of plans made. We were going to travel. We were going to Cuba. We were going to Romania. We were going to Burundi, Czech Republic, four things. Yeah, I forgot about that one. And, you know, we've been locked down. But I'm still excited.
Amen.
And, you know, this year that has been stolen from us,
mm,
I'm claiming it back.
Amen.
Sevenfold.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm claiming it back sevenfold. You know, you can't steal my time, devil, with your tricks.
No.
So I'm claiming it back sevenfold.
Yeah.
So we need to, you know, begin to press in and say that time's mine.
Come
yeah.
on. Yes.
And I want
Amen.
It back.
Yeah.
And I declare it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And so we need to do that. But if we were just doing the Christian way of life, just as a fleshly way, it would be weariness to us. You know, it's an obedience to the commandments, and we endeavour to walk according to the path of the Lord Jesus. But to do this without the Spirit, we have no power to follow.
No.
We can't do it without the presence of God in our lives, without the presence of the Holy Ghost in our lives.
No.
And so the Christian life, the life of a disciple, is lived by the impulses of the Holy Spirit flowing into our lives.
Amen.
When the presence of God just impacts you, when the presence of the Holy Spirit just flows into you and you feel that presence and that surge of that anointing. It's like, yeah, this is why I live and breathe.
Yeah.
This is what we are called to.
Yeah.
That the very presence of the living God, it impacts your soul. It touches the very fabric of your life. It becomes a joy.
Yes.
A power. Mm. And a glory through the presence of the Holy Spirit indwelling in our lives. That's, this walk is not a walk that is to be a walk of struggling and weariness, but it is to be a walk of ease and excitement and presence and power and the move of the Spirit. That when we see lives change, we just rejoice, we burst into laughter and joy. The angels dance and rejoice in heaven of those that are being saved, those that are being set free, and there are many more yet to come. So there's much joy to be heard. There's much joy and excitement to be had because God is about to do great things, I believe.
Yeah.
We, the disciples of the Lord Jesus, are to be the powerhouse of the Spirit of God, not just in name, but in signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. That's what we're to be, the powerhouse. Just think on that for a moment. That you as an individual are to be a powerhouse.
Amen.
With a presence and the Spirit of God in you. Not just in name, there has to be an outward sign, there has to be the outward working of the things of God. And we want to, as a group and as leaders, we want to release that in you. We want you to be able to unlock that.
Yeah.
So that no matter where you go, no matter who you come into contact with, that powerhouse, that presence, that anointing of God is residing upon you, and suddenly you are touching and changing people's lives through the name of Jesus, through the power of Jesus. It's not you doing it, actually. I often say, I'm just that wire that connects somebody to the presence and the power of God. I'm just a cable. But God is the power source.
Amen.
The presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that is the power source. And we are connected to him to flow and to do the things of the work of the kingdom. We're here to do wherever and whatever Jesus says to us. There has to be in each and every one of us a stirring, a change in our lives.
Amen.
And there is, with the coming of the Lord Jesus in our lives, there's a stirring, there's been a change in our lives.
Yeah.
Jesus came to affect the area where he was. Well, guess what? Today, Jesus resides in each and every one of us.
Amen.
And he has come to affect the area where you live.
Amen.
He's come to set the captives free where you live. He's come to affect those people that you come into contact with, to break the chains in people's lives. To see that we as believers are breaking chains, setting captives free, and we have come to declare this is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
And it is the acceptable year of the Lord. And every day is the acceptable day of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the devil cannot steal our time. Don't give him an ounce. Don't give him part of your thought life. Because he wants your mind.
Yeah.
He wants your soulish man. He wants to hold you back. But let the spirit man, let him arise and let him cause the enemies to be scattered.
Amen.
The fanatic in the attic, that thinking that you've got, oh, what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? Don't think like that. Let the spirit that is resident, the spirit of the Holy Spirit resident within you, let him speak in his mind. The mind of God. Let him speak the thoughts of God. Isaiah says in Isaiah, my thoughts, 53, are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. Praise God. Because some of us, 55, sorry, some of us, our thinking is messed up. And we need to just realize that, hey, let's just junk that thinking.
Amen.
Let's put it in the shredder. Let's put it in that mental shredder. and say, God, what are your thoughts on this matter? What is happening now? They've just had the election in the USA and everybody's saying Biden's won. Some are saying what's going to happen next. Some are saying it's going to be great. Well, let me tell you this. God's in charge.
Amen.
Amen.
God's in charge. We have nothing to fear.
Yeah.
God's in charge.
Amen.
And God can, you read where God in the Old Testament has used kings, heathen kings, to do his bidding. To pay for things that God wanted his people to do. They built the wall, they built the temple, etc. They got the money from the heathens.
Mm.
So let's believe that no matter what is happening, God is still in control.
Yeah.
No matter what they've voted, God is still in control. You know, we as believers in God are here to do great exploits in God. I believe that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
If you turn to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. And verse 32. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. Have you found it? And it's the latter part of that verse 32. But the people who know their God will display strength and take actions. The King James says this in a stronger way. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. No matter what's coming towards us, we are to be strong. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. We know our God, do we?
Yes.
Amen. We know our God. Therefore, the word of God says that we shall be strong and we shall do exploits.
Amen.
We shall be strong and we shall do exploits through the presence and the power of God working in each and every one of our lives.
Yeah.
God wants you to have an adventure.
Yes.
God created you to be adventurers.
Amen.
In the power of God, in the presence and in the realm of the Spirit. You know, there are things buzzing around. I've been asking myself just recently some questions when it talks in the Word of God, when in Job, when the sons of God came before him.
Yeah.
It doesn't say when the angels came before him. He says when the sons of God. Yeah. Hmm. I'll leave that one there because there's something in that I need to dig out yet. God wants to do something great, and the sons of God have got things to do. Are you one of the sons of God? Well, then let's see that we begin to move in the power and the anointing and the presence and the Spirit of God, and we shall see great exploits done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, the Lord bless you. Be an adventurer. But let the presence and the power of the Spirit begin to flow into your life. Let the Word of God fill you, and let the Word of God be used that the resident within you, and that then you'll find that the Spirit will quicken the Word to you, and the Spirit will flow through you, and it will do a great work through each and every one of you. Just ensure that we always give Him all the praise and all the glory.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's Him. It all goes to Him.
Mm.
It's through Christ, in Christ, and by Christ that we live and breathe and have our being. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Amen.